This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today convened the phase one of the district-wise review exercise with an intensive four-hour meeting to comprehensively assess the ground situation and functional status of the newly created districts of Kamle, Lower Siang, Pake Kesang, Leparada, Shiyomi, Kepanyor, and Bichom. Sharing details of the meeting in a social media post, Khandu informed that the review focused on manpower gaps, department-wise vacancies, administrative infrastructure, issues requiring policy intervention at the state level, and overall district preparedness to ensure efficient governance and better public service delivery. Valuable discussions were held with respective elected representatives, legislators, deputy commissioners, and heads of departments, CM added. The district-wise review exercise will continue up to phase 4, covering all districts of Arunachal Pradesh, with the objective of building a stronger, more responsive and people-centric administration. Arunachal State Transport Services and Red Bus today signed an MOU for the introduction of e-ticketing services, marking a significant step towards modernizing public transport in Arunachal Pradesh. The MOU was signed in presence of Minister for Transport, Ojingta Singh. Sharing details of the meeting, the minister informed that the collaboration is poised to make travel more seamless, efficient, and commuter-friendly, while strengthening transparency and ease of access in service delivery. He further added that the signing of MOU is a progressive move towards smarter governance and building a smarter, digitally empowered Arunachal Pradesh. A successful training program on the Atmanirbhar Bhagwani Yojana and practical cultivation techniques of oyster and shiitake mushrooms was conducted today at Farme village under Lungla circle of Tawang district. The hands-on practical training on oyster and shiitake mushroom cultivation witnessed enthusiastic participation from the farmers, reflecting the growing interest in scientific and income-generating horticultural practices in the region. Over 60 farmers, including members from 7 self-help groups, actively participated in the program. In an effort to curb child labor and forced labor, a joint inspection was carried out today by the Labor Department, the Police Department, and the District Administration of East Siang District. The team conducted an intensified inspection under the Child Labor Prohibition Regulation Act, the Contract Labor Act, and the Interstate Migrant Workmen Act, among other relevant laws in various vulnerable areas under Rukshin Circle. While addressing the gathering, SDO Headquarters Sanjay Taram advised the public not to engage children in any form of labor activities. He warned that repeated offenders would face strict legal action under the Child Labor Act. He further advised migrant workers to be aware of their own rights and to report any instances of wage theft or bonded labor immediately to the police, local police, or the labor helpline. The primary aim of the inspection drive was to create awareness about child rights and unfair labor practices at establishments and work sites. Researchers have documented the first ever camera trap image of a musk deer, Moschus species, from Yordirabe Supse YRS Wildlife Sanctuary in West Siang District. Lauding the dedicated efforts of the researchers, forest officials, and all stakeholders involved in documenting and protecting our precious wildlife heritage, Deputy Chief Minister Chawn Amin, in a social media post, termed the discovery a reflection of the rich biodiversity of Arunachal's high altitude forests and highlights the importance of continued conservation and scientific research in the eastern Himalayas. The second edition of Konkurayo Festival, and annual event of ancestral tribal practices of Adi tribe, was organized yesterday at Digra Mirbuk Community Hall near Pasighat. The main objective of the festival was to preserve ancestral practices, including living traditions and nature-friendly livelihood, which is considered as root of the identity of the Adi community. The festival event was organized by MAMKE, a social organization dedicated to promotion of Adi cultures in collaboration with Siang Trust NGO and Tigra Mirbuk Banekabang. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.